This is the Ultimate Attorney Podcast, the podcast for small law firms who want to create a thriving legal practice. Each week, we'll uncover the ways that you can improve your referrals, your marketing, and your business operations, helping you to generate more revenue and elevating your life and your law practice. In each episode, we'll tap into some of the closest guarded secrets from industry titans, thought leaders, and legal specialists. We're glad that you've tuned in. And once again, it's time to help you become an ultimate attorney. Hello and welcome back to the Ultimate Attorney Podcast. So glad that you're here with us for this week's episode where Allie and I are going to be discussing how you can bail from a client call. It's going to be one of those scenarios where maybe you have them on the phone and you know it's not going to be a fit. Maybe they're just rambling. Maybe you have other appointments or other meetings or other things going on. In this quick episode, we are going to show you how and discuss the ways that you can essentially let these people down easy and bail from some of those client calls.
Yeah, and this question actually came from a Facebook group that I'm in, and I saw a lawyer ask this question, and I thought it was a good question to ask because I think that a lot of times lawyers do get stuck on phone calls, oftentimes with clients that are going on way too long, especially in the two practice areas that we focus on at New Law Business Model, estate planning and business planning, because we don't charge anything by the hour. That's one of the things that we make sure that you do as a lawyer is ditch the hourly billable once and for all. And so we need to make sure that if we're helping you to ditch the hourly billable, that at the same time, you are not getting stuck on client calls that are just in, you know, going on and on and on, and time is ticking away. And we talked about in the last episode how important your time is. It's even more important than money because you can always make more money, but you can't make more time. So there you are. You're on the call and the client's talking. And like, you need to get out of the office because you got to go pick up your kids. And what do you do in that situation? And I guess the first thing that I want to say about that is that if something like that is happening to you, and especially if it's happening to you repeatedly, whether it's an existing client or a prospect that isn't the right fit for you, it could be that you do not have your systems set up properly to keep that from happening. So you can proactively set up your systems so that that doesn't even have a chance of happening. I'll share with you how I did that in my own office first. So when I first started my office, first of all, I thought that I had to be the one to answer all of my phone calls. So every single time that the phone rang, I picked it up and I made sure that I was available because I thought that is what would make me look good to my clients if I was just available all the time. Well,
that sounds so awful.
It's horrible. And many lawyers think that, Trey. Many lawyers think that. I have to be available. Yeah. It's actually the worst thing that you could possibly do. In fact, you should never, ever, ever, ever be answering your phone for anything other than pre-scheduled calls. And so one of the things that we did, first of all, I hired somebody to answer my phone as soon as possible. Okay. Some of you, you're not ready to hire somebody to answer your phone. And so you have voicemail. And if you have voicemail, then what I would recommend is you set your voicemail up very specifically to let people know when they call exactly how to get in touch with you and get a response. So if they're a new client, you know, tell them, or if they're a potential client, tell them to press one so they get the instructions on what they should do in order to schedule with you if they are a potential client. If they are an existing client, tell them to press two so that they can leave a message, or even better, tell them don't leave a message unless it's seriously an emergency, knowing that you're not even going to get it if it's an emergency. Tell them to send you an email, or tell them even better to call back during your open office hours. If you don't have somebody answering your phone, what I recommend that you do is you set up open office hours at least three times a week where you've got, maybe it's an hour, maybe it's 90 minutes, maybe it's 2 hours, a block of time that is for existing clients to reach you with any questions that they have. You want to make sure that it is a specifically limited amount of time so that when people do call during those office hours, you could say right up front, so glad that you called during my office hours, happy to be talking to you. And you know, I know we're going to have other people calling in, so I've got 15 minutes available now. I've got 30 minutes available now. Always setting the context of how much time you have available at the beginning of a phone call is key. It's so important to do that so that people know, so that when that time is up, you could say, okay, that was the end of my time available. If you'd like to reschedule, and you know, if you have more to say, we could schedule, but we're going to talk about what to do to make sure that people don't have more to say in just a moment. And sometimes they will. Sometimes they have an actual real problem that's going to take longer than one phone call for you to solve. Great. So you schedule another phone call for follow-up on that. But make sure that you've got clear on exactly why they called and how you're taking that next step with them. Again, I'll come back to that in a moment. So I love the open office hours concept for existing clients, and that you let them know in the voicemail that if they want to speak to you during open office hours, they should email you ahead of time with whatever they want you to be looking at during those open office hours. Now, if you've got somebody in your office that's answering the phone, then that person is well-trained to screen everybody and never to just put a phone call through to you, but always to pre-schedule everything, whether it's a potential client or whether it's an existing client. If it's an existing client, they will have gathered everything that existing client wants you to look at before you get on the phone. So there's not, you know, that they have to send you something to look at. It's all already there for you in your inbox. And one of the things that we said in my initial consultation, in fact, one of my differentiators that I would share with clients is that I have set up my systems in our office so we're not going to be playing phone tag incessantly, so that you're not going to call my office and leave me a voicemail and not get a phone call back. It's one of the biggest complaints that people have about their lawyers, by the way, is that lawyers don't communicate with them and they don't get phone calls back. Instead, when you call our office with questions, because you will have questions and we want you to call our office with questions, you're going to talk with one of the people on my team who is trained to be able to answer your questions. And if she cannot answer your question, then she's going to schedule us time for when we could talk, when we'll have everything available and when it's going to be most convenient for you and for me, so that we're not playing phone tag and we're not wasting your time. Notice how I phrase that. We're not wasting their time. Their time is just as valuable as my time. So we want to say that. Now, those are the systems that you want to have in place in order to not get into a situation where you get, you know, kind of like hoodwinked into a phone call because you picked up your phone for this unscheduled call. You're not prepared. All of a sudden, there's somebody on the other end who just needs somebody to talk to. And sometimes that can happen, especially when you're not charging by the hour. They just need somebody to talk to. They just want to be heard. If somebody is going on and on and on and on and telling me their story incessantly, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take control of that call. First of all, right from the beginning, and when I get on the phone, I tell somebody exactly how much time I have, and I ask them how much time they have. So we're setting the context for the phone call. How much time are we going to be together? Then if they are going on and on and on, I will interrupt them and say, I really want to understand what it is that you're sharing with me. So let's pause for a moment and let me repeat back to you what I understood that you just told me. And I'm going to take what they just told me and summarize it in as short a concise statement as I possibly can. And then I'm going to ask them, did I get that right? Now, chances are that if you did get that right, they're not going to keep talking. They feel heard by you. And if somebody is talking and talking and talking and talking and talking, it's probably because they aren't sure that you understand them. They aren't sure that you got them. They aren't sure that you heard them. So they think they have to keep speaking until they feel gotten. And so if you can pause them in that process and actually hear them and reflect back to them what you heard, you're going to streamline the communications that you have with people much more quickly. They're going to appreciate it. And they're going to feel more understood than any professional that they've ever worked with before, turning them into raving fans. Then they go tell their friends, family, clients, and colleagues to work with you. And it's a win-win all around. What I saw, Dre, in the answers to the questions from this woman who posted this question in this group, what I saw was a lot of lawyers who, because they don't know what to do in a situation like that, they were just advising her to lie.
Oh, geez.
You know, tell the person that your secretary just walked in and you got a call from the judge and you got to go. Tell the person that you got a call coming in, you know, 2 minutes. This is why people do not like lawyers. People do not like lawyers because for the most part, most of us do not actually know how to listen to people and have them feel heard. So what do? We lie, we fudge, we, you know, make up excuses, we hedge. You know what people like? They like direct, clear communication. They like to feel heard. They like to feel understood. They like to feel respected. They like to have their time valued. And so if you can build that into your communication structures, you're not going to end up getting stuck on a call incessantly with somebody, because you're going to know, number one, you're going to have the systems in place so that doesn't happen. And number two, if you don't have those systems yet and it does happen, you're going to have the communication tools to be able to immediately or fairly quickly, within a few minutes, stop that in its tracks.
Wow. So many amazing nuggets right there. So, I agree, Allie. And I think if I was, in full transparency, I had a very hard time with this for a long time, just because I'm a people pleaser. I didn't want to cut people off. And I just, I would let them ramble on. But my wife, who is an amazing businesswoman in her own right, she called me on my BS and my story one day. She said, if you were to count how much time that you waste in the week by just letting people ramble on, how much time do you think that would add up to be? And I'm like, I don't know, like maybe 3 or 4 hours a week. And it's like, okay, so 3 or 4 hours a week times 4 weeks a year. And then if we take those 4 weeks a year and we times that by 12 months in a year, how much would that be? And, you start doing the math and it ends up being like, I don't know, like 200 or 250 hours annually. That's a lot of time just by people rambling on unnecessarily instead of just like, nipping it in the bud. And it was a negative story that I told myself simply because I'm like, well, I'm not going to get the business if I cut them off because they want to feel like they're heard or they want to feel like they listen to, like God gave you two ears and one mouth for a reason, like all of these old programs, right? That you shouldn't listen, but I had all these negative programs, and that was an issue for me. And so I understand a lot of the challenges that many attorneys may face when saying, like, trying to nip some of those conversations in the bud. But if you really listen to what Allie just said, like, there's a lot of really wonderful nuggets there that can help you really protect your time a little bit more. And so for me, and we've talked about this to a certain degree, is that I just had to make it more difficult to get a hold of me. So, it's, calendaring stuff, and it's putting different people between me and the clients. Like, but I told myself that, oh, they're going to want me. They've got to have me. False story. So we all have a lot of these negative programs that we tell ourselves. But if you just follow a lot of what Allie just said, not only will you buy back 200 or 250 hours a year or whatever it shook out to be, you're going to have more time. You're going to be able to focus on more of those things and, run your practice more effectively and efficiently without feeling like this law practice is consistently draining you, which I know is one of the gripes that many attorneys feel. So it's a win-win-win all the way around for you. But the psychological hurdles really aren't that big of a deal to get over.
Yeah. And again, like Dre is saying, you have good intentions, right? You're a people pleaser. You want to help people. And yet it's those good intentions that are sometimes executed in a way where you're actually not really helping people. And that's what Dre's wife was pointing out to him. Not only was he not, helping himself, but he actually wasn't helping the people who are rambling on and on, because they're not ultimately going to get what they need. And exactly. So I believe that as lawyers, it is our responsibility to learn how to communicate with our clients and to listen to our clients in a way that has them feel heard quickly, gets them to the point quickly, reflects back to them what you've heard them say, and really where you are able to be a true trusted advisor to people, which means that you are taking control of that conversation. You're not lying and making excuses because you don't know what to do, but you're setting up the systems like Dre has to make it harder to get in touch with you, but at the same time, easier to get in touch with you.
Exactly. Yep.
And also is going to ensure that once people do get in touch with you, they actually are able to get their needs met instead of trying to get their needs met by talking way too much. So that is the right way to bail on a client call when it is going on incessantly. And we hope you learned something from this episode that you will take into practice in your law practice. It is, by the way, one of the reasons, Dre, that we do this in-person intensive here in Colorado just twice a year this year. We're going to look at doing it 3 times a year next year because it's been so incredible for the lawyers who have gone through it and learned these communication skills, because they don't teach us this in law school. And many of us went to law school because we weren't really great at this stuff. We're really good at interrogating. We're really good at arguing. We're really good at making our case, but we aren't necessarily the best at truly connecting with and hearing people. And I did a couple of, we don't have another one coming up until September. And then typically it's just for our members because it's small. It's like 12 to 16 lawyers. So I do have some free trainings on this though in our Facebook group. It is called, we just changed the name of it. So if you did a search in Facebook for entrepreneurial, I'm not going to spell it. You know how to spell entrepreneurial lawyer skills. You can watch some of the free trainings that we've done there specifically on these kinds of topics, like how to use communication to really connect with your clients, how to use curiosity to set yourself apart from the competition. So those are all free trainings that you can find in the Entrepreneurial Lawyer Skills Facebook group. And you know, if you have any questions, if there's anything, any topics that you would love for Dre and I to talk about here on the Ultimate Attorney Podcast, anything that's just like super pressing for you that you wish you could get some advice on from experienced business people, go ahead and go to theultimateattorneypodcast.com. That is the website for the show. And there's a box there where you can tell us what's going on in your law practice. Tell us what questions you have. Tell us what advice you need. And then we will make sure to do an episode specifically on that for you. But you got to go to theultimateattorneypodcast.com and let us know what you're thinking.
That's exactly it. Yeah. And it's on the right-hand side, about halfway down the page once you visit it there. It's really simple. It walks you through the process of what you can do. Send us a little audio note with your question. We can feature that in the show. And that's a great way to have us almost provide a sense of one-on-one coaching, but in group format, obviously, for the podcast. So I think it'd be a great tool for everyone to use. And hopefully we'll get some questions that we can answer here on one of the coming episodes.
Great. And we will see you back here next week.
We'll see you there.
Hey guys and gals, if you liked this show and you want to help us out so we can keep making more of these episodes for you, please go on over to iTunes and give us a 5-star review right now. And to reward you for that, every single month we'll be doing a drawing of 1 5-star reviewer and giving away either our estate planning bootcamp, our business practice bootcamp, or Dre's attorney essentials or legal marketing fundamentals. These programs would be purchased separately for $1,000 to $3,000. Though, of course, they're worth way more to that to your law practice. So go do that now while you remember and get entered. We really appreciate it. And hey, after you do that, head on over to ultimateattorneypodcast.com, where you can check out even more episodes, see what episodes are coming up, submit questions for us to answer on future episodes, and most importantly, get a whole bunch of super valuable law business building resources that we've put together for you to support you to become the ultimate attorney and have a life and law practice you love. We so look forward to seeing you in the next episode of the Ultimate Attorney Podcast.